Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm doing a morning podcast. I do podcasts all the time, like it seems like it, or I should say any time of the day, but it feels more special when I do it first thing in the morning. I mean, they always feel special. Hi, thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk about giving it your all, doing your best. I'm still not sure what I'm going to entitle this. But what do you do? You know, you're giving it your all, and some layers to this that I want, in particular, the women that listen to this program to grasp, because I think it'll be beneficial as you move forward, and it'll help you achieve more with less angst around achievement. That's the best way I can describe it. If you are new to my program, I am Amy. I'm an intuitive. I'm a coach. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work one-on-one with people. I also create programs. I have a program coming up that starts tomorrow, Abundance for All, September 23rd. You can jump in at any time because the calls are recorded. But if you want to be on the ground floor of this program, if you want to contribute to this program, ask your questions. And I create sermons to support those questions. Please sign up for Abundance for All, 8 recordings that will transform your life around prosperity and prosperity living and help you really take who you are to the next level. And money never needs to be a reason why you say no to something. Also, if you are looking for a coach, if you stumbled on this program, you have been considering working one-on-one with a coach to help you accomplish your goal, consider my services. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package is phenomenal. Really step by step. I think about this program all the time and all the ways that I can support you and the container that I create so that you can channel your energy to create that massive result in your life. And you know what that is. Whatever you've been working on, but you seem like you can't get there. Well, I want to help you get there. So information on that can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Also look at Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package and the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, let's talk about giving it your all and doing your very best. And I know that, you know, many people teach this thought. This is a lesson in prosperity consciousness, is that you give your best without expectation, knowing that God is the source of your supply. If you put the energy of your best out there, you will receive the return. It may not come from where you are directing your best, but it will come to you. You know, there are some pieces to this, because I know the women that listen to this program, most of you give it your all. Unless you're pissed off and then you're like, fuck this, I'm not giving it my all. And I totally get that too. But that's probably a situation, my love, you need to move out of. I want you to always feel like your faith is high enough where you know that it's not about those outside of you, but it's trusting the talents within you and bringing that to whatever situation you're in, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's your job, whether it's your business, whether it's your friendships. You give it your all. And it is from that place, the act of giving it your all, that you will receive your return. So what does this look like? You might be in a relationship where you're giving it your all, you're giving it your all, you're giving it your all. I think why I wanted to do this show is as I was tuning into this lesson around giving it your all, I know that there are people giving it their all in a relationship, for example, or what they think is their all, but they're doing so from a place of expecting that person to give them the return on their investment. And that is dangerous territory. And here's why. Because by the nature of that perspective, you are not really giving it your all. When you can go into the space of just complete faith, the lightheartedness is where you manifest from. Manifest amazing things. You're always manifesting, but manifest the really amazing things. Come from that space of lightheartedness, meaning that you have detached from receiving a particular outcome. So you're in a relationship, you're giving it your all, you're giving it your all, you're not seeing what you want in that relationship, you're not feeling what you want in that relationship, you're not sensing what you want in that relationship, but you're committed to it and you believe in love and you're going to give it your all, you're going to give it your all, and you know, in quotes, that's a no in quotes. This is not a spiritual knowing. You just know intellectually that one day this person is going to wake up and give you all the love that you've been giving them. Well, by the nature of that thought, you are not in the high vibrational space to attract that love that you desire. But here's the beautiful part. Don't go into shame right now. Don't go into embarrassment as I'm saying this to you. You're like, oh my God, that's me. No, don't do that. Here's the thing. The fact that you know what type of love you are seeking, the fact that you know that you're not getting the love that you deserve, the fact that you know the love that you are worthy for, that you're worthy of, means that it is possible for you. And in that, if you can hold the belief that, hey, I have to give this love without expectation, and I have to stay in the place of believing that the type of love that I truly desire is possible for me. When you enter into those two mentally, in your consciousness, when you can hold those two together, then it makes it very easy, if need be, to transition out of that love. You let that person off the hook. And in letting that person off the hook, you take all of your energy and power back from that situation. And then you can easily transition into another situation. Or that personal shift, there is a possibility they could shift. I'm all for that. I believe everything can be healed. I've been around a lot of humans, though, and that's not usually the way it goes. Usually it requires a change. It requires a change. It requires a shift. But the shift is difficult to make when you are holding the heaviness, the burden of this person needs to do it this way, right? When you are holding the burden of expectation from a particular person, a particular job, a particular situation, then that is where the tension is created. Okay, I'll give you an example from my own life. And you know, I started this show talking about, oh, I'm doing a morning joke because I'm having coffee, and so it feels like more morning-like, but it's just a regular show. Okay, so here's I'll give you an example from my own life where I haven't made this connection. I've made it with love. Like, I can get that. I get it. All right. I put the love out. The love will come back. I have much higher standards now. It's just, I get it, right? Where I haven't been getting it, where I've felt I have given my best. I have a second business writing novels. And if you don't, I write romance novels. The really sexy, fun kind. It's a passion of mine. I've loved reading them. I'm a writer in the core of my being. I start this business. I start writing the first novel on the day of the first Women's March, right after Trump was elected. I watch coverage all day with my then husband, and he had gone to bed. And I sat down at our dining room table and started writing a novel because I was like, what else do I have to do? So, and that became this really beautiful venture I started. Now, what I've seen with that venture is when I am holding the expectation that this business needs to do this. And yes, I am a businesswoman at the core of my being. I have business principles in which I live by in terms of where I devote my energy and seeing the return on that investment. Yes, that is true. So on one level, I can get, hey, I put this energy out, I'm expecting this return, right? On the next side of it, on this consciousness side, on the spiritual side, I'm so attached to my expectation that this has to come in this way, that I know I'm blocking out my ability to receive the result that I desire, right? So I told you last month, I went into a space of just wonder around the business. I said, I am just going to be in a space of wonder. And all these beautiful results that I felt like I'd been working 2 years to get to started to show up. And I was like, yes, movement. And then immediately the next month, I'm like, all right, so I had this return. So now I want to do it this way. And I started to get tight, and the burden of expectation started to weigh heavy on my shoulders. I never go multiple weeks and not see a sale. And didn't see a sale. It's like, huh. And in that process, you know, for the logical person that's listening, it's, well, you know, what's going on in the business? Well, I had, you know, I went, of that time, a couple of those weeks, the books were very affordable. And then they went back to their regular price. So it wasn't a pricing issue. It was an energy issue. And the minute I went back into the state of wonder, the minute I went back into the state of not holding an expectation of a particular result from a particular thing, then things start to show up. So what does this have to do with giving your best? Well, give your best no matter what. Because from that space, from that unburdened, uncomplicated space, you will have the clarity that if there is something new that you need to do, you will do it. It will feel easy, right? The problem with giving your best and expecting a particular result from a particular source is that it requires so much energy. And then you're here, I know somebody's like, but Amy, you said I'm supposed to focus. Yes, I said focus. Focus on your desired result. Focus on giving your best. But the way in which it comes to you, the receiving aspect, where you receive from, fully and completely release your expectations around it. Fully and completely release your expectations around it. And if you're finding that it's difficult to let go, that's where I want you to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Because if you're finding that it's difficult to let go and release and detach, it probably means that you're holding a strong sense of lack. Underneath all the effort, underneath all of the going for it, underneath all of the projecting your energy to create the result that you desire. Underneath that is a sense of lack, right? And that's what needs to be cleaned up. That is the opposite of abundance. So yeah, you're not going to get the result that you want because you're blasting that signal to the universe. I must get a particular result in this way from this person at this time. Right, I like that clarity. I'm going to give you an A+ for that clarity, but now we have to go into a place of faith. Right, with clarity requires faith. Right, and when you are not in faith, you're probably taking actions that aren't serving you well. Right, so they say faith without works is dead. That's biblical. Some part, if you're not in faith, then you're probably not doing the work, right? You're doing stuff. You're spinning your wheels. Like, I was definitely doing stuff, to promote the books. But I was doing it from this place of closeness, so I couldn't even be receptive to the right areas in which to let people know that these books exist. Right? You cut yourself off from source when you are trying to puppet master your life. Do I often try to believe that puppet mastering my life will work? Yeah. But in the process, anytime I step back from it, I'm like, oh. So if you think about like a puppet show, my straight guys are jumping in. They're like, Amy, give them the example of a show. So say you're putting on a show, a live performance, and you're trying to control every aspect of that live performance, and you're so close to it. When you step back, you're going to realize that half the stage is bare, there's no lighting, your puppets aren't properly dressed, there's not actors to run the show, and you've just been focused so intently on that one part, you don't have the gift of seeing the bigger picture. And that's where the magic is. So yes, I want you to focus. Yes, I want you to give it your all. But in doing so, do it from a place where you're holding no expectation of a particular result from a particular person or a particular thing. Next layer, let's do another example of how this looks. Say you're in a job. You're hustling like no other. You are giving it everything. I have a friend like this. Giving it everything. She's very good. Very good at her job. In terms of her work ethic, but she's also a bitch to her colleagues. And for a long time, she got away with it. Yes, they commented on it. She got written up about it. They hired her coach. You know, I've heard her tell these stories. In some ways, I would say psychically, as I tune into it, she was justified. And in other ways, she was just being a jerk. And she knows it. And so she was so close to what she was up to and the work that she was doing and doing her very, very best. And she was. Stellar job. And she was working on a project. And given the nature of the pandemic, they no longer had a reliance on her doing that job. And she winded up not getting laid off. They demoted her, and they took some of her, a third of her salary away in that process. And we were sitting together, and she was crying, and she was just like, I just didn't see it. Like, how did I miss this? How did, you know, they won, and like, how did I miss this? And it was a perfect example in that moment of giving it your all and giving it your all and expecting a specific result and not seeing the bigger picture, right? Even when she was, you know, coached and mentored on her attitude and the way she treated other people, she did what she thought they wanted her to do. And in result, they were like, it didn't feel genuine. And it probably didn't. She's a pretty very honest person, and she probably did what she thought she needed to do. And but it wasn't soulful. And in no way am I putting her down, but one of the biggest things she said, it wasn't that she didn't know she had enemies. She did. What she didn't realize was how she couldn't see how that would get in the way of her moving into the role she wanted. She didn't see because she was so close to it, right? She's giving her all, expecting this expectation. She loved it because she was in this project, and it was a project the company was really reliant on. She knew she was valuable, and she could go in, and if she wanted a salary increase, if she wanted a bonus, if she wanted more stock option, she could go in and ask for it. So when things change, and things do change, she didn't realize that how exposed she was as a result of that. And I bring this back to that when we are expecting a particular result from a particular thing in a particular way, and we're not leaving any room for God, and we're doing it all in our will and our might, we can't see the signs. We can't see the writing on the wall. We can't be receptive to new. Right? So, yeah, it's not that she was a jerk. You know, it could have been something else. She could have been the nicest person in the world and everybody loved her, but she's lacking in a particular area in her job. She couldn't see that because she was so close to this one result in this one way. And that was I think the most heartbreaking part for her, that she felt blindsided. And that's really what we're doing to ourselves when we are giving it our all and expecting a result from one person, one thing, and we open ourselves up to being exposed in a way that doesn't make us feel good and doesn't make us feel safe, because we are not really safe underneath. We are not approaching our day from a place of believing that all is possible. Right? And so what did I tell her? I said, girl, feel this. Because I want to wrap this up, because if somebody else is in a similar situation, I want to tell you what I told her. And she's a friend I don't coach, ever. Like, we hang out, we have fun. I might throw a little tidbit out from time to time because I'm a spiritual worker and I can't not. You know, if there's something like I really need to comment on, I'm going to comment on if it's for the greater good. And so I said to her, feel all of this. Feel it to the core of your being. Beat the pillow, drink the wine, get angry, cry your eyes out. And on the other side of that is something even better. And now she's up. She's within weeks, you know, she's now up for a VP role at a different company. And what she couldn't see all along was that she was so ready to leave that place. She was so ready to leave that job, and that they had actually done her a favor by eliminating her position. And so sometimes, yeah, sometimes things need to fall apart so we can see. But I want to encourage you now in this moment, you don't necessarily have to wait until they fall apart, to just take a step back and ask yourself from a place of love, am I giving it my all out of fear that I'm not good enough? Or am I giving my all because I know I'm good enough and I know that my return flows through the divine and God is the source of my supply? God is the source of my supply. And that I might be giving it my all in this relationship, this job, this business, this venture, this friendship, this home. But God's got something better for me. And I'm open and receptive to that, no matter what. It is really about detachment. It's about letting go. It's difficult sometimes, I won't lie, to do it around things that we feel are a necessity. Money, home, even partnership. I think, you know, for heterosexual women who, you know, we sometimes think that being in partnership with a man is a source of safety. Okay, I'll give it. You know, it's a programming. Okay. And to some degree, and it's kind of true. I had a therapist once tell me that, you know, Amy, if you had a baby, you're wounded and you can't go out there and fight the wildebeest, so you need a man. Yeah, okay. I could go with that programming if that's in us, like cave woman days. Sure. So what do you do when it is those hot button items? You take the same approach, friends. You stay in a space of detachment and faith, knowing that I'm going to give it my all, and I know that God is the source of my supply, and my return will come to me, whether it's this man. And girls, ladies, women of the world, there are an abundance of men, and you never have to expect it all to come from one. And there's an abundance of money, and you never have to expect your income to come from just one source or just this job ever. No, there's another job, even in a pandemic, even in whatever. I'm not even going to comment on the economy, because I think you can thrive no matter what, because there is an abundance of money on this planet. There is an abundance of people. There is an abundance of friendships. There is an abundance. And I'm not saying just bounce peace, don't work on it. If the other person wants to work on it, if this is a situation that's meant to be worked on, you'll know and you'll make those shifts subtly. But if it feels like this big orchestrated thing and it's so dramatic, there's probably something better for you. Yeah, there's probably something better for you. But you don't have to go searching it out. It will just show up at the right time and in the right way, right? An email will show up in your box. Someone you'll have a conversation and someone will say, hey, have you considered this? It gets to be easy. That's the last piece I'll leave you here as I wrap up this show of giving it your all. If you are giving it your all and it is wearing you out, whether it be a romantic relationship, whether it be work, whatever, you are giving your best, and it is just painful at times. There is probably an easier way, and going to be different for every person. So But Amy, you're saying it's an easier way, and now you're wrapping up the podcast. Yeah, I feel that. I get it. Sit with it, go for a walk on it, pray on it, meditate, because it's going to be different for every person, the easier way. It is that synchronicity. It is your divine connection to God. It is your intuition. That is what's going to lead you to the easier way. I wish I could do it for every person. I get to do it with you in session, but ultimately God is talking to you through those sessions, right? And so then you get to go and use that easier way with grace and confidence, right? So, yeah, if you're giving it your all and it's feeling just, you're just tired. There's probably something better. Or you just need to change your approach, and the approach is usually you're attaching so much value to a particular thing, and value is an energy. And if you tap into the energy of value, then value must come to you. That is the law coming to you. You just can't see it because you're so attached to that one result. I swear to you, my friend, like when she cried and she pounded the pillow, I don't know if she really did that. I told her, like, whatever you have to do, friend, she's not a big therapy person. She's definitely not woo. I don't know what she did. She could just drink wine and watch shows and ate food, right? She could, whatever it was that she could get out of her head, get out of her being, get out of her state, and shift into another vibration, then she opened herself up to this new role. And it can happen really quickly if you will allow yourself to shift. And sometimes we have to look at what we're most afraid of, so that we can make that shift. Because once you look at what you're most afraid of, then it no longer has any power over you. Right? Yeah. I love you. I pray this show is beneficial. I have a half lukewarm cup of coffee to drink now. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Abundance for all starts tomorrow. I would love to have you. I'd love to have you. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.